This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is using her authority as the state's top consumer advocate to install what she calls tough new restrictions on daily fantasy sports companies. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on the reaction from Boston-based DraftKings and the people who take part in the site's contests.
Attorney General Maura Healey says she's rolling out new regulations of daily fantasy sports companies to ensure a level playing field.
It is very, very important that we take immediate, aggressive, and robust action now, as we are doing today, to make sure that consumers are protected.
Among the new rules she's putting in place, you can play daily fantasy only when you're 21 or older. Deposits will be limited to $1,000 per month unless you can show you can afford more. And Healey is telling daily fantasy sports companies to stop advertising on college campuses.
I have real concerns about anything that would exacerbate students taking on more debt.
Other restrictions require daily fantasy companies to make it easier for customers to see whom they're competing against in the online contests. She says experienced people win more money on daily fantasy sports sites and that beginners need to be protected.
And so what our regulations will do is to set up tiered systems so that people are able to play against people of equal experience. If they wish to play against people of higher professional experience than they're able to. But this is about transparency.
The initial reaction from the industry has been mostly positive. DraftKings says it has some concerns, but will work closely with the Attorney General's, quote, thoughtful and comprehensive approach. The Boston company's chief competitor, FanDuel, says the regs make a tremendous amount of sense by protecting consumers, but also letting sports fans do something they love.
It's nice to see that this is finally happening, you know, regulate daily fantasy instead of, prohibition like the New York Attorney General.
That's Britt Devine. He lives in upstate New York, a state whose attorney general says daily fantasy is illegal. Devine plays and blogs about the industry pretty much full time. He says he can quibble with the new Massachusetts regulations, but overall they make a lot of sense to him.
It's just a lot of things that are leveling the playing field that a lot of the sites haven't done internally because they've kind of been exposed to the high rapid growth over the past couple of years.
The Massachusetts regulations would only affect Massachusetts residents, but Devine hopes that if the companies have to abide by the rules in one state, that they'll just agree to do it across the board.
So what I'm hoping is that this becomes basically the standard across the nation.
The new Massachusetts rules will be filed tomorrow and take effect in 2 months, with possible revisions after a public comment period. But Attorney General Maura Healey says she expects DraftKings and its competitors to start implementing them as soon as possible. It's not yet clear whether the regs will eventually legitimize the industry or just be in place until Massachusetts lawmakers take daily fantasy sports into their own hands. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.